Today marks the anniversary of the writing of the Letter from Birmingham Jail, an open letter written on April 16, 1963 by Martin Luther King Jr. in response to a call for unity, written by 8 clergymen following Dr. King's arrest. The letter defends the strategy of nonviolent resistance to racism, arguing that people have a moral responsibility to break unjust laws. Many municipalities, organizations, and businesses will unite across the country today to honor the anniversary with readings of the significant letter. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas attended one such reading this morning just across the street from KUAF Studios at the Fayetteville Public Library and has this report.
Some of you may remember the whites-only signs on water fountains and restrooms, separate service policies in restaurants and segregated schools. For others, separate but equal are words taught in history class but not connected with specific events experienced in everyday life.
David Johnson, Executive Director of the Fayetteville Public Library, welcomed guests to the front terrace of the library this morning for a reading of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Letter from a Birmingham Jail on this, the 50th anniversary of its writing. The event, sponsored by the Birmingham Public Library, is just one of many that will be held today across the city, the state, and the nation. 9 speakers joined together this morning to read the 9-page document. Melissa Lockaby is a reference librarian at the library and a co-organizer of today's commemoration.
I chose the speakers based on their interest in the community. For example, Dr. Robinson is the vice provost of diversity at the University of Arkansas. Daniel Woods, of course, is with the MLK Council and also is the co-director of equal opportunity and compliance with the university as well. So I tried to pick people who were very interested in civil rights legislation as well as being wonderful readers.
She mentioned Dr. Charles Johnson, Vice Provost of Diversity at the U of A. Dr. Johnson read the first section of Dr. King's significant writing.
My dear fellow clergymen, while confined here in the Birmingham jail cell, I came across your recent statement calling my present activities unwise and untimely. Seldom do I pause to answer criticism of my work and ideas. If I sought to answer all of the criticisms that crossed my desk, my secretaries would have little time for anything other than such correspondence in the course of the day, and I would have no time for constructive work. But since I feel that you are men of genuine goodwill and that your criticisms are sincerely set forth, I want to try to answer your statements in what I hope will be patient and reasonable terms. I think I should indicate why I'm here in Birmingham, since you have been influenced by the view which argues against outsiders coming in. I have the honor of serving as president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, an organization because I was invited here. I am here because I have organizational ties here. But more basically, I am in Birmingham because injustice is here, just as the prophets.
Dr. Johnson was followed by Dr. Stephen Noisy, member of the Friends of the Library Board and retired political science professor at the U of A.
As a means of laying our case before the conscience of the local and the national community. Mindful of the difficulties involved, we decided to undertake a process of self-purification. We began a series of workshops on nonviolence, and we repeatedly asked ourselves, are you able to accept blows without retaliating? Are you able to endure the ordeal of jail? We decided to schedule our direct action program for the Easter season, not realizing that except for Christmas, this is the main shopping period of the year. Knowing that a strong economic withdrawal program would be the byproduct of direct action, we felt that this would be the best time to bring pressure to bear on the merchants for the needed change. Then it occurred to us that Birmingham's mayoralty election was coming up in March, and we speedily decided to postpone action until after Election Day. When we discovered that the Commissioner of Police Safety...
Dr. Stephen Noisy was followed by Elizabeth Jordan, Ty Dunn, Danielle Woods, Vic Kelly, Bennett Baber, and J.B. Hogan. Again, Melissa Lockaby.
I think it emphasizes that civil rights is still an important piece of legislation. We have come a long way, but we also have a long way to go.
All archival pieces from readings across the city, across the state, and across the nation will be sent to the Birmingham Public Library to be archived. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Excerpts from a live reading of the letter from Birmingham Jail written by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The reading took place earlier today at the Fayetteville Public Library. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the letter.
On the next Fresh Air, the new Christian evangelical adoption movement that promotes adoption as a way of fulfilling a biblical mandate. It's sending tens of thousands of evangelicals overseas to adopt, but the children aren't always really orphans. We'll talk with Catherine Joyce about her new book, The Child Catchers, Rescue, Trafficking, and the New Gospel. Join us.
Fresh Air this evening at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.